I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
That you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Seeing Groats in the hallway, I was a little surprised. And I was like, wait, you came all the way back from Hallis Hall just to hang out with us? Because ordinarily when that happens, Groats is going to be on air. But we've got a Cubs game, and BBM's got a Bulls game.
Yeah, there's a lot going on tonight.
But then I realized, oh, this is just on his way home.
He lives very, very close to here.
I was in no man's land as well. Oftentimes, I will do my reports out at Hallis Hall because I also don't have the time to make it back to downtown Chicago from Lake Forest, obviously. And this time,
it's a crapshoot, man.
We had just recorded the Take the North podcast, Dan Weider and I did, and I was like, oh, I'm in no man's land here. It's 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, 2 hours is what you got to start with. I felt comfortable with a potential two-hour trip, which was only an hour, and that, Lawrence Holmes, is why I am here in the studio with you gentlemen today.
Speaking of the Take the North podcast, you guys, Mark Grody and Dan Weider, are going to be live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Space on the 17th of April, and listeners will be giving away a couple pairs of tickets to see that podcast live. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's never been done live, so looking forward to performing for
Screw
the people.
It. We'll do it live! One could say that their show that day will be on the clock.
Ooh.
You could say that. I wouldn't say that myself.
Shane still won't say it.
No. Stupid.
One
stupid
could say
ass
it.
Name for a show.
Only a couple more shows left, man. We're getting close.
Thank God. Yeah, dude. It should have been one. 30 seconds.
I'm just glad you put in that L. I mean, because that was a worse title.
It's very important.
That was a worse title the first time around.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, we get to do the show live. And also, it will be that same day. That is the next time, the 17th, that the Bears will allow the media back in the building.
Ooh.
We'll get to speak to coordinators. We'll get to speak to assistants, which will be sick.
Yeah, because you haven't had the chance really to talk to these guys yet.
Good. So, got to see what.
It's going to be juicy.
Where did that come from?
Just a stray.
How about Emma? I don't know if you noticed this. Tanny and I both noticed this.
What's that?
What happened?
Emma got the point today from Caleb. Like, people were trying to talk over Emma.
Yeah.
Caleb pointed and was like, no, your question.
Yeah, oh, he did.
That's tremendous.
And let me tell you something.
That's respect.
It's also very real. Like, people in the media room take that seriously, winning those battles. And if you have a bad day in there, like, you get just battered around by somebody. Like, sometimes we walk out of there with our heads hung low. Emma, you know how he walks. He kind of is a walks on his toes guy to begin with.
Mm. He floats.
He floats. He's very happy with his walk already. He wants to see you. He wants to give you a hug. Here comes Emma marching in there talking about who had a good day and who had a bad day because he had a good day.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Yes, and he decided too that he said that Larry Mayer had a bad day today.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I
you
heard
come
that.
At the king, you best be ready.
And we've all had bad days, Larry. Trust me.
I heard that. I heard a couple people getting in Larry's way. And they overrode him.
Yes, which, including Emma.
Yes.
Emma did that. Have a little respect, Emma.
For a veteran like Larry Mayer, who has been through the wars, man. He has been...
Oh, yeah.
He has been through it for a long time.
This is ridiculous. It's the 5 o'clock hour, the number 3 market in America. Well, the Bears players talked about Ben Johnson. And you guys, stop these circus animals. Well, move on to the good stuff, Groats.
Wait a minute.
What about Potsy? He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you want us to do some Bengals coverage there, Speaks? You going for?
You guys know that Ben Johnson, the work that he did in Detroit was with Jared Goff, with the offense that he was a big part of making better. The quarterback played under center. That was part of the success that they had there. This is going to be new for Caleb Williams because that is what Ben Johnson is going to attempt to impose here on Caleb Williams, at least experiment with it, see if he's comfortable with it. Last year, Caleb Williams was only under center 16.1% of the time, or if you'd like, only 90 of his pass attempts, again, under center. So it was a good question to ask Caleb Williams here, day one, phase one, as they call it, about being under center and what that whole process is going to entail.
It's the whole thing. It's working, getting up to the line, you know, and it's like visualizing, like getting up to the line, saying the cadence, being under center, you know, controlling those things, going over the routes, concepts, the footwork in your head in the off season, so that, you know, when those times hit and, excuse me, it's fourth quarter and, you know, you can't think about those things and you can't focus on those things. It's second nature, second habit, first nature, first habit of doing that and getting under there and, you know, going through the cadence, going through the huddle sequence, getting up to the line, making checks if needed or anything like that. So I'm just practicing those things now, visualizing those things now and building on those.
Do you get a sense for how Ben is going to push you out of your comfort zone as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, today we had our first quiz as a QB room, and it's not like a real quiz where you go up and write stuff. It's just us. We went over a few things yesterday, talked about a few things, and, you know, Ben walked in, this morning, flung open the door, made a grand entrance, and then we got to work of him testing us about what we talked about yesterday and things like that. So already first day in and challenging us, and you know everybody loves a challenge in this sport. It's one of the great things about the sport. Every day is a challenge, and today we got our first one.
Flung open the door and made a grand entrance. I love picturing that from Ben Johnson.
It's like Kramer?
Hello!
Yeah. Weeder and I kind of thought like a Western where you bang through those little doors swing through.
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm. It's like a High Noon. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. It's actually High Noon. That's right.
There it is. He's got to learn how to do it so it can be in the arsenal. And then we'll see how comfortable he is. But I think Ben Johnson has done a really nice job of explaining, Lawrence, like why it matters. Because that extra second and a half that you get as you're backing up from under center might be the difference in the linebackers coming up enough that you can get a chunk play over the top of them.
Also, shout out to Arsenal, who kicked the snot out of Real Madrid today. Go Gunners. Yes, you are correct about that.
Nice, by the way.
You're correct about that. Like, all of that stuff that Caleb has to learn and him getting used to a different way that offensive football is going to be coached. It's everything. It's the biggest story at Hallis Hall.
Well, and the under center stuff, it is too. I know we're talking about discomfort and things are going to be hard. That is to improve his comfort as well. It is to improve the play action game overall. So it's a huge thing, and Ben Johnson will show plenty of plays from the Detroit days on how exactly it all works and why it works so well. Let's move on to your guy, our guy, that is Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson talked about early on in his presser today about wanting the Bears not only to win, but win in a certain way. So I followed up with him about that.
What does that look like? What's the message there?
Would you rather win by 7 points or 70?
17.
So, I mean, for us, that's what...
Team's out.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you get in the fight, you just don't want to barely win the fight. You want to whoop the guy in front of you. So, I mean, that's what the mentality is for us. It's not just about barely winning or barely getting by, but dominating. And I think for us, that's the mindset that we need to have. And it's not just about trying to just get better and take the next step and just win more games than we won last year. It's, no, it's about, to me, changing in your mentality and how you go about attacking things. And I feel like as a unit, if we can go in with that confidence, that mentality that we're going to go and blow the team out in front of us and that they can't mess with us, then I feel like a lot of times that willpower will get you there.
Jalen Johnson on the attitude that it's going to take this time around.
So wait, I need some little detective work here. The question was, would you rather win by 7 or 70, right?
Correct.
And then you
what
said...
What does it look like? What's the message there?
Would you rather win by 7 points or 70?
17.
So, and you said 17.
I've been waiting.
Those are not the choices.
I was like, I'm not going to advertise this. I'm going to wait and see if somebody notices. And you, Lawrence, you win the prize. You're the only one who has noticed that.
Because
so
you can't
far.
Win by 70 in the NFL. I understand.
But I said 17. Because sometimes, honestly, like.
She's only 17.
It shouldn't happen, but
hell yeah.
Sometimes well. Reporters like me are caught off guard when you get the question from the player. Now, I should know that with Jalen Johnson because I've had it tons of times, but I didn't listen closely. 17 years, I'm like, 17.
No. Yeah.
And
I'd rather win by 17 is very specific.
Yeah, I thought he said 17.
Hey, it's almost like you have money on the game. I really need the Bears to win by 17.
I laid 16 and a half.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? What's the message there?
Would you rather win by 7 points or 70?
17.
Goofy. Freaking goofy, man.
Big potato.
That's my insecure voice. There it is. Now you know my insecure voice.
Oh, we know it. We've known it for years, Mark.
I know.
Hey, can we hear this from Jalen? Because this has been a big story for a few years. Like, he's wanted to follow number one wide receivers around the field. And we've talked about it many times with him through the years, and he never got his chance. Now, under Dennis Allen, sounds like he might.
Jalen, how about style of play? You've played in a couple different styles of defense here. What have you been able to see, watch, or how do you feel like this would suit your skill set?
You lock up the number one guy, number one on number one. So, I mean, for me, that's what I'm looking forward to doing. That's what I look for the most. That's what I train for. That's what I work hard for. So, I mean, for me, it's just going to be about that, being ready to go out there and lock up, challenge guys, make things hard on the offense, mess up timing. And then, shoot, the dogs up front, they got to eat. So, I mean, everybody just do what they do best. Dogs eat, and then the guys on the back end, we cover.
Jalen, along those lines.
I expect to, yeah.
Jalen, along those lines, Dennis Allen historically played more man coverage than you guys have played around here.
Sure.
Are you looking forward to playing a little bit more man than maybe you have in the past?
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm best at.
Higher volume of man coverage. Do you have a sense yet for what DA demands of the corners in this defense?
Meaning what, or pertaining to what?
He wants you guys to stress, whether it's being more physical, whether it's...
I would say technique and consistency. So, I mean, that's it. Because, I mean, with a lot of repetitions, that's something you better be really good at it. So, I think just being good down after down, it takes consistency, takes being in shape, takes a certain level of mental and physical strength. So, I mean, I know what it looks like personally playing the position almost my whole life. But
I think just being prepared for that mentally and physically.
Man, that's hot. He's going to get to play the style he wants, more man-to-man, more press, and get to travel on the best wide receivers. He's going to relish that challenge.
These are all the things that I think a lot of us, when we look at him, say there's no doubt that he could be good at it because we've seen him in those situations where the Bears have been in man, him do a job and them throw away from him. I think that the two guys that you're expecting to start at corner, this fits exactly who they are from a football personality standpoint.
I agree with you. And Dennis Allen likes corners that cover and cover tight. And this could be a very, very fun thing. And another way for fans to understand how different this defense is than Matt Eberflus's.
Here's the thing, though, man. Jalen Johnson had expressed some of that cynicism when he was asked about Ben Johnson. This is his sixth season. Jalen Johnson, he said this is his third head coach. He's now on his fifth defensive coordinator, which means he's on his fifth defensive staff. So I mean, he has sounded very optimistic before about defensive coordinators that have been here.
He knows the drill.
So it's going to be interesting. But that was just a big part of the Jalen Johnson day. Let me move on now to
Tremaine Edmonds.
Yeah, Tremaine Edmonds.
Do you know what season of football he's going into? He's 26 years old.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? He played 4 years in Buffalo. This is his third year with the Bears, so this will be his seventh season. Yes.
His eighth season.
Oh, he got the 1 year in Buffalo and then to the Bears. Okay, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
26. He's just going to keep being 26, too.
Yep.
Tremaine Edmonds on the message from the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen.
Yeah, I think it was very direct. Understanding where we at as a football team, understanding, you know, how we're going to get there. You know what I mean? Obviously, the message is the message. Like, we want to win now. And I think saying that and being blunt with it is what we needed to hear because that's our mindset going into, especially the guys that's been here. Like, we want to win, and we got the pieces to win. And I think knowing that the coaches understand that coming in, it's not like we're going to take the backseat. It's like, nah, like, this is what we got. Now let's put the plan in action. So, it's all about the work, you know what I mean? I can tell, you know, just by his energy, his passion, the way he communicated his words, you know what I mean? The tone in which he communicated is all geared towards, now, like, we want this to happen right now, you know what I mean? It don't have to, like, we're not waiting for anything. Like, let's get this thing, let's hit the ground running. And that's what the message is, and you know what I mean? That's what we received as players. And more than all, like, that's what I receive as a player. And, you know, it brings excitement because, I mean, we all excited, you know what I mean? And not just that, but It's all about belief, you know what I mean? Belief that we can win now, belief that, you know, we could be special right now.
Matt Eberflus is a good defensive coordinator. Terrible head coach, but good defensive coordinator. Dennis Allen is a better one, and he's a more aggressive one. I'm looking forward to see what he can do with the same talent. Really am.
Me too, and with the additions that they've made as well.
Absolutely. But, I mean, guys like Tremaine and TJ, those are really good veterans, smart, malleable linebackers. I look forward to seeing how Dennis Allen uses them.
The final cut I have for you gentlemen today is the Bears right tackle Darnell Wright, and he was asked first about Penei Sewell and kind of the comping Darnell Wright's game to his game. Can you get to that point? So there was some good talk about that, then leading into the question if there's been any internal discussion about potentially moving you, Darnell Wright, to left tackle.
Well, they said I was going to quarterback, but no, you know, we're really just training right now, just putting the groundwork in, so there's really no talk.
Can you throw like Penei Sewell?
I don't know. I don't have a really good arm. I don't know. I'll probably just take off.
When you say Ben's made of the right stuff, how so?
Like, you know, he just little glimpses. Obviously, we're not in full training camp or nothing like that, but just when he's talking, you can see how he gets fired up. He gets, you know, a lot of passion, and I think that's contagious. So,
man, quarterback. So he's joking. Are we gonna need that? Not that he's gonna throw the ball.
I think that we might need it because he might throw the ball because he's Penei Sewell.
Well, exactly. That's why I set it up with the Penei Sewell, because Penei Sewell tried to throw a pass against the Bears and blew it. blew it pretty bad.
Any chance he does play left tackle? You think that's
I don't
any
think
possibility?
So. I don't think so. I mean, he did play 13 games at left tackle in college in 2021.
Has anyone said anything about Braxton Jones and his health?
No, no, that has yet to come up. I think that Ryan Poles said that he looks like he'll be okay for camp, but we don't have an exact answer on Braxton Jones right now. But I do think they've talked about the possibility of competition at left tackle. They've been pretty steadfast in that. They say Karan Amagaji. That doesn't seem realistic to me to think that he would surpass Braxton Jones, and maybe they draft somebody that could potentially compete at left tackle as well.
Boy, yeah. it's gonna be very, very interesting. Do you have nuggets or tidbits, Groats?
I do. Oh. It feels nice.
It really does. I realized, by the way, this is a Bears hit. Two words. Yeah. The other Bears hit, or the other way that you could put those letters together that you don't want to do, would also be two words. I realized that today. Isn't it true? It's a matter of where you put the break.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bears hit.
So now you're finally getting this bit that I've been doing.
Well, I don't know that I get it. I don't know I get it, because it'd be two words if you did bear and then put the break there. It's still two words.
Right.
So...
Are the Bulls one word these days or two words?
Bulls hit?
Yeah.
See that? Now that.
Now these days.
That's one word or two. That's a big
two
deal.
Words. Because
that could be one word.
These days, two words.
Two words these days.
Bulls hit.
That's the answer. That's why I asked.
But.
I just made the appeal down to third base. Okay.
Oh, that's two it. Words. Right. So the joke was because it used to be about Bulls hit. And now it's about the Bears hit. And that's an extra level that I had forgotten. Okay. All right, I'm an idiot.
You blew it.
I really did.
You're like the only guy who's been here long enough to really understand the bit.
It's been going on for decades now.
Yes.
Here's the thing,
though. Do you have enough water today, Speed?
I need another one. I almost drank this, which is hand sanitizer.
Don't do that.
The Bulls hit, it's hard to remember a time when the Bulls deserved and got hits. You know?
That's a good point, too.
That joke comes from the Jordan-era Bulls.
Oh, my God. Yes, because there would be actual Bulls hits. And nobody ever thought about combining the two words then. Now.
Not then.
Starting in 1999, it became one word, kids.
They were still doing Bulls hits with Curry and Chandler, that's when it became one word.
Oh, man. All right. Jamal Crawford, don't leave him out, man.
Glad we
don't
did this.
Don't leave out Jamal Crawford. The Bears signed a cornerback, Speaks. Nashawn Wright, third round pick of the Cowboys in 2021, 33 games in four seasons, backup, special teams. That's what that's looking like. There is a fresh episode of Take the North up and running right now if you need more of this Bearsness. And guys, I may need to go back and listen to the audio. I don't know if you noticed this or not. Caleb Williams, for the first time ever while addressing Bears media, did not do his usual "the Bears" on his way out.
Interesting.
Which he has done every single time ever he has spoken to the media, and he did not do it. I promise you, I will ask him about this. Maybe not in front of the entire media.
Stop. Let him off the hook. Yeah. He doesn't have to do it anymore.
No.
I was wondering how long he's going to commit to this.
Tang,
it makes you uncomfortable.
You're missing the opportunity for a 5,000-word think piece on this. Like, why is he not doing it? Who asked him to stop? Is this Ben Johnson putting his foot down and trying to get him to fall in line as opposed to...
No.
I know.
Okay. I was making sure you weren't serious.
Yeah, I was not.
Okay.
I was not.
Wait, why do you have a problem with it, Tanny?
Well, especially after, like, you know, I understand, like, if you're going to do it after a tough loss, you're doing it no matter what every time.
Oh, I see where you're coming from.
No, but just, like, the fact that this kid has to commit to doing that, he's locked himself into doing it. Like, when I don't think you shouldn't have to do it. Like, why? Stop.
Bears
it's okay.
Did he do it after the Washington game?
That's what I'm
saying. How about after the Packers
block kick? That's what I'm saying. He did it every time.
Like an adult coaches the team now. We're doing serious things now. Yeah. It's actual football.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The think piece is writing itself.
Goodfellas, the Bears.
I will say that.
You have supported your case well, by the way.
Tanny, I would love to hear all 17 of them. That'd be amazing.
No, it's not just 17, Speaks.
It's like hundreds.
Plus all the times he spoke during the week.
Oh, God.
You think it was like the seventh loss in a row where he was like, I got to get out of this next year. I got to get out of this, man.
That's certainly when I felt it. Yeah.
I think the reflex is going to happen, though, when they win a big game, that's coming back.
It's going to kick in.
But you know what? He probably also was told, you know what? People will forget about it. They won't remember.
That was like a tiger.
Ha, the claw?
Yeah.
What does a bear sound like?
I don't know.
That's football, mister.
More of what it is. Isn't that more of a bear? Yeah.
Dick Gerard. That's what.
That's what a bear sounds like.
Beautiful.
That's what a bear sounds like.
It sounds like Moby Dick. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly right.
I gotta go. That's it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Bears.
Dick Gerard.
That's right.
When we come back, something we need to whiteboard for the listener, because something that was said yesterday, and I think there were a couple people who went, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Johnson shared something with us that you should know as the Bulls continue their march towards the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference that could theoretically turn into them being the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
We're here for a couple extra minutes. Cubs pregame at 6:05. We got a north side south side convergence to get to later on as well.
It's next in the Score.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
When you think dope, you think Casey Johnson.
He is a dope man.
I agree. Casey Johnson is a wonderful dude, longtime Bulls guy, beat writer, television human these days, and a delightful man. And we had the opportunity to talk to him yesterday, which we don't often get. And there was something in there that certainly sparked a lot of interest from the listeners and got you thinking as well, Lawrence.
Well, the idea of how the Bulls continue to build around what, if you're like, okay, they've got this group of kind of exciting players, there's Josh Giddey and there's Kobe White, like that's exciting, right? You could start with those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of what he's accomplished, Kobe White signing an extension is pretty much off the table, as Casey Johnson explains.
Kobe's not signing an extension. I can tell you that right now. I mean, he's so far outplayed that number. He's got guaranteed money next year, and then he'll hit unrestricted free agency in 2026. So, sure, the Bulls could do it, but I'd be stunned if it happened from Kobe's perspective. So, first order of business will be getting Josh signed long-term, whether that's via matching an offer sheet or doing it on their own. But I would fully expect Josh Giddey to be back in a Bulls uniform. And then Kobe will be in play in 2026. Now, you know, Kobe is very fond of this organization, the city. He takes great pride and humility now in being the longest tenured Bull after the trade of Zach LaVine. I've talked to him about that. So I think the Bulls would be in the driver's seat to resign him in 2026. But the difference there is he's hitting unrestricted free agency. So he has say, whereas Josh Giddey is hitting restricted free agency this offseason. If you're asking me to predict, I do think Bulls, Giddey and White will be in Bulls uniforms long term past 2026, but a lot of things can happen in this league.
So that's interesting right there. He does get to the long term of it, but this would be an opportunity with 1 year left to go talk to Kobe White and try to work out an extension. But the longer he waits, the more money he's going to get.
Yeah, because he could end up getting capped. Here's the thing. This is an MBPA thing. When they did the new CBA, it includes a 20 percentage point bump in extension allowance, meaning a player can now sign for 140% of their latest salaried year instead of previously 120%. So he's gotten to that threshold. To further explain it, and this is one of the basketball writers at Yahoo put this out there. Based off of 140% extension number, even if the league average compensation level becomes $15 million this summer and Chicago offers an extension off that number, that would limit White to a starting salary of $21 million. That's probably around $10 million to $15 million less annually than what it's going to take to get a deal done, meaning the Bulls will inevitably have to make a decision. That decision is, do they trade the last year of Kobe White, or do they roll the dice with him becoming a unrestricted free agent and then signing back with the team?
Got you. Yeah, this is why, and Shane was referencing this from a couple weeks ago, this is why the idea of keeping both these guys gets very tricky if you're going to pay Giddey and then also pay Kobe. And, I mean, if you pay both those guys, where are you aiming? Like, what are you doing? Because you're in that nether world in terms of the draft where you're going to end up having to hope that you absolutely nail it somewhere between 12 and 19 or whatever, depending on how this play-in and the playoffs go.
The other thing is trying to figure out exactly what you think Kobe White is.
Well, he's pretty great right now, man.
I agree.
It's crazy. Like, player of the month as a Bull is not something that any like non-star has done. You get a player of the week every once in a while. Two straight, obviously that was impressive.
There's player only the one month, other person who did that.
Yeah. But player of the month, and the fact that like people know that he's coming and he still puts up 37 when you know that he's like the main scoring option. It's quite something what's happening, because there's a lot of drives that are going on, as well as obviously the shooting and the deep shooting and everything. It's pretty special stuff. I gotta say, Marshall Harris was absolutely right today when he was angry that Kobe White was not playing tonight. They're punting on this game. It's a weird thing. Like, I don't necessarily have the anger in me, but I applaud Marshall having the anger in him.
Let me ask you a very serious question about this.
Well, let me add to this that Nikola Vucevic and Josh Giddey are both also not playing. All three of them are not playing. So they're punting on the Cleveland Cavaliers game tonight when there
Without
Donovan Mitchell, when there is this possibility for seeding. And is it a concession that they'd rather get Cleveland than Boston?
Is it a concession that they would rather have a home game?
Oh, man. They'd rather not get the better seed, which might guarantee them just the road game if they were to lose that one?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
If you want to look at it optimistically, you could say, well, if they're the eighth seed and they lose the first game, then they would then get the home game in the second game that they're trying to win. But being very cynical about the Bulls, this smells like we want to make sure we lock in that home game for us and eighth seed be damned playing on the road before we make our march into the playoffs. And unfortunately, the way the Bulls have gone about their business leads one to have cynical thoughts like these.
So they're just trying to engineer the nine seed so they can get a home game.
Yeah. The eight seed is right there staring at them. It's staring, like, and to me, that is the most valuable thing because you end up in a situation where you don't have to play two games.
You only have to play one game, and if you win, you're in the regular playoffs.
And you go to the seventh seed by winning the game.
Remember, they think that these are the playoffs. Every time they've talked about it.
That doesn't seem... who's out of tonight's game?
No, I mean, they think the play-in is the playoffs. They refer to the play-in as the playoffs.
Right, but you have players that are not playing tonight, even though you think you're getting ready for a playoff game where you could theoretically make your seeding better.
It all feels so stupid.
Yeah, Dalen Terry is starting tonight.
The whole thing is like play-in, play-off, play-out. Did you hear Walt Frazier the other night? Walt Frazier the other night was like, these are the games when I used to beg Red Holtzman to not have me play.
maybe that's what happened with Giddey and the boys.
Maybe it is. Like, these are the times of year where, like, all right, the playoffs are coming, but, like, what am I doing? I loved that. It's like, so this is a tale as old as time that these guys, I mean, this is load management. This is load management, or is it scheming subterfuge?
Have that home game.
Get a home game.
Get yourself ready.
What would make you think the Reinsdorfs would think about things like that?
I don't know.
Where would you get? You've got a lot of nerve, sir.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Am I touching a nerve right now?
No, I think it's good that Billy didn't get fired because NBA coaches are getting fired all over the league. It's a very strange thing.
I don't know what's going on here where you have two coaches getting fired basically right before the playoffs start.
Michael Malone, they just won a title. Just won a title 2 years ago, and then they've had injuries and whatever. But, like, they fired the coach and the GM in Denver.
They're the fourth seed.
Is he having that bad a year?
No.
When you're the fourth seed in a very complicated Western Conference? That's nuts to me. I haven't followed it. I don't know exactly what's going on. I must admit. But why?
And then in Memphis, you have their coach being fired as well. Now, they're fighting inside of the play-in. And that can shift. What separates number three from number eight in the Western Conference is two games. Memphis could be in that three spot immediately.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy. The last week of the NBA season is going to be wild.
It's bizarre. Magic Johnson tweeting earlier today, I've been part of the NBA family for 45 years, never seen a season like this. Two superstars getting traded, now these coaches getting fired.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
These are weird times that we are living in right now in the NBA. Like, both of the coaching firings make you feel like someone did something.
Yeah, well.
Right? Like those are the types of things like, wait, the playoffs start in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You fired your coach? That feels like, did he do something really wrong and you had to fire him? But I don't think that's the case. I think he's just like, oh, we want to do something different.
Man, it's a weird time to do it. That's for damn sure. But
two games speaks. two games.
There's got to be something.
Memphis from the Lakers.
It's got to be something, some gigantic philosophical difference between the way that Jokic wants to do things.
That's the other thing that you
and
feel.
It has to be. I mean, that's what happened in Sacramento was Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox being at war. They got rid of Brown, and then they ended up getting rid of Fox,
but
too.
But they cleared out the entire front office, too. Calvin Booth is out, so, you know, if Arturis wanted to go back to Denver.
Bring AK home, baby.
You know?
I don't know, man. I enjoyed my time in the suite with him. I just got to say.
We all know he's a delightful man.
He really was.
But if he would like to go chase titles in Denver, he's very familiar with it.
We have a Cubs lineup tonight, and we have a Cubs bit of sound from today. What a great day for Cubs guests on this station.
Yeah, man. Matthew Boyd was outstanding.
If you missed it and you have a heart, a baseball heart, or certainly a Cubs heart, go listen to Matthew Boyd from 4 o'clock. Use the rewind function on the Odyssey app. He was incredible.
Or if you wear Carhartt.
Yeah?
It also works.
Okay. And that, and Nico Horner was really good today at 2:30. And I think Ian Happ was really good today, too. But I didn't hear Ian Happ.
With Ozzie Guillen.
That's what I need to hear. And Tanny's done the work. And he's going to bring it to us. Next on the...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
They got rats big in a pit.
A lot of times.
Very nice using Ian's music.
People picture radio stations like, who knows who's walking around? You never know who's going to be there. Sometimes that's the case, right?
I mean, today was actually, that was the case today. Like, you look in the hallway, it was Matt Batacola, Fats Domino, Hub Arkish.
Doesn't get any better than this. Thank you, Dave Sims. That's exactly right. Did I ever tell you, by the way, that I used to, when I was a kid and I would listen to an FM radio station and they'd be playing music, I used to think that the bands were at the station. Like, there was...
They were. Radio has a lot less money now.
Right. Like, oh less. My God, The Who is there. They sound great. And then they segue to the next band, which I assumed was in a different room. And while they're playing, the other band is setting up back in the original room.
How old were you when you let go of this dream?
I don't know. I mean, I remember believing it when I was like six and
he was
seven.
42.
Then I started working at XRT. Right. Like, this is not how it happens. Where are all the band rooms? Where are the live rooms?
You're asking Terry Hammer, hey, Terry, when exactly is you two going to be here?
Exactly.
I have them logged.
Yeah.
Are they coming in?
And Ron, you just ran here from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Maybe you two is going to be here.
Yeah, engineer did. Mark Nielsen is desperately setting up Steely Dan in Studio A on
and he's
Belmont.
He's got quips for you the entire time.
He does.
He does. Don't talk NASCAR. You'll never get out of the room.
When do we want to check back in with Bono?
With our guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. You mean fake Bono?
No.
Oh. But yeah, that's not how it happens. But today was one of those days where, like, Layla and Marshall were on the phone with one big-time Chicago baseball human, and another one stopped by.
Ian Happ was here doing his week. Well, he wasn't here, but he was doing his weekly hit. Ozzie Guillen was here doing some ads. I heard Russ talking about that experience in the hallway, which is a lot of fun. And so... put your chocolate in your peanut butter and your peanut butter in your chocolate. Here's Ozzie Guillen talking with Ian Happ.
Ian, we have a special guest who has just joined the show. You probably know him from his managerial work on the South Side. Ozzie Guillen has just sat down to our desk. He's in studio. Ozzie, you have any questions you want to ask Ian Happ? Hey, Ozzie.
Well, first of all, I hear how you doing, Ian.
First, how are you?
Let me congratulate you because I listen to you almost every time you're on the air.
Wow.
And to me, it's be a player, and you ask, respond the question the right way with nothing hiding. It's amazing how you handle yourself because I remember in the North Side, they want a player to represent the White Sox, and Kenny Williams said, no chance. But you always say the right stuff, but congratulations. How you feel playing this beautiful weather, brother?
First of all, I appreciate it. It means a lot. And yeah, this is the best time of year in Chicago, right? We get these April games. You get the wind chills under 20. Got three layers on and feel like the Michelin Man. It's a special experience.
There's no better place in baseball than Chicago in the summertime. And as you play,
exactly
by
right.
the way, I'm the South Side, but... oh my God! I love to the action on Wrigley Field. Now it's a lot better. Now it's like you feel like a real baseball when you go to Wrigley Field. It's just even when you was maybe high school, maybe you was in college. I say I don't like to go Wrigley Field because the rats is but it was bigger than my car.
Oh, I remember.
You remember
I think
that?
You were in high school, Ian, if I had to guess right, because unfortunately, Ozzie and I were not.
It's funny because when I say that, people was all over me. I said, wait a minute. Sammy told me that. What's that? Managing the big league?
Moises Alou.
Alou told me that. The catcher, the bench coach told me that. I say I never see any rats in Wrigley Field, but when you play here, it was. But now it's a beautiful part. I had a chance to work with you outside when they renew with Layla, renew everything. Man, you're lucky you're playing Wrigley Field, buddy. because that's something to see here when you come to Chicago. A lot of people love to come to Chicago. Congratulations. Keep going. I hope you guys have a great season. Good luck, brother.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Thanks, Ozzy.
Thanks,
good to
Ozzy.
See you.
Appreciate
Ozzy
you.
Jr. in the house as well. I got to give Ozzy a hug.
While she's doing that, give him a hug. Ian, you celebrated that 1,000th game quite spectacular fashion with that crazy catch.
That is amazing. I got to go give Ozzy a hug. Sounds a lot like Hawk Carlson saying, I got to go check on Todd. Doesn't it?
Layla and Ozzy did a bunch of White Sox pre- and post-game live shows together over at NBC Sports Chicago. Like, they're tight.
I thought Layla was great right there, like jumping in and going like, oh, yeah, that was when you were in high school, Ian. I remember it because we were not in high school. Nice little bit of driving as Layla's been driving lately and making it sound really, really good. That's cool that Ozzy took the time to talk to Ian, if not quite an interview, at least talking to him.
Who doesn't enjoy talking with Ozzy Guillen?
And he just cleared something up. Seriously. I remember when he said they got rats as big as pigs over here.
It's my car.
And since then, like the Wrigleyville pig-sized rats coalition was created by a texter at one point. Like Ozzy, like he gave that thing like its identity, and now he's saying he never saw the rats himself.
Yeah,
he just heard
just
it from Cubs players.
Heard it from a Lou.
Yeah.
Heard it from Sammy.
Man.
See?
That was, he broke some news right there.
I also like that he mentioned to Ian, an actual player during the season doing a weekly, and you're out here being as honest as you are.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. And we have a guy that does that too, Nico Horner.
Yeah, we do. And I love that Ozzy's been listening. So he listens just about every time.
He's a good man.
That is really, really cool. I'm so glad we got to that. And Lily and Marshall are doing a great job these days. Really
Score
are.
Middays. Check them out. 10 until 2. We are here 2 until 6. Tomorrow's going to be kind of weird, though, because we're not sure when we're going to be on the air, depending on what the weather looks like. But for Shane, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thanks so much for the love and support that you show us. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow. Let's just call it 2 o'clock, all right? Let's do that, and then if we're not here, it'll be because Cubs baseball, which is next on The Score.
Obviously, we had a regrettable situation. I just wanted to address that briefly. Obviously, a really regrettable moment. It's a shame that it happened that way. I'm ultimately responsible for everything that happens in this building. And ultimately, that means that was on me tonight.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.